avatalk.ir.
Intermediate 4, Unit 7, page 54 and 55. The Beautiful Game. Over the last 100 years, the game of soccer has totally changed the worlds of sports, media, and leisure. Soccer is played worldwide by more than 1.5 million teams and 300,000 clubs. An amazing 8 out of 10 people in the world watch the World Cup. It is, as the great Brazilian soccer player Pelé described it, the beautiful game, Andrew Hunt reports. How soccer began as far back as 2500 BCE, the Chinese played a kicking game called Su Chu. Similar games were played by the Romans and North American Indians. In England in medieval times, mob soccer was wildly popular. In 1583, Philip Stubbs said of soccer players, "Sometimes their necks are broken, sometimes their backs, sometimes their legs, sometimes their arms." By the mid-19th century, with the help of English public schools, the game had become less violent. Each school had different rules for playing the game. Problems arose when boys from the different schools went to the universities of Oxford and Cambridge and wanted to continue playing. This is from the description of a match played in Cambridge in 1848. The result was chaos, as every man played the rules he had been accustomed to at his school. It became common to play half a match by one side's rules, the second half by the other's. That's how halftime came about. However, this was not good enough for the university men. They decided to sort out the rules once and for all. On Monday, October 26, 1863, they met in London. By the end of the day, they had formed the Soccer Association, and a book of laws was on its way. The sticking point was whether a player could pick up the ball and run with it or not, and this was not decided until December 8. From this decision, the game of both soccer and rugby were born. Soccer around the world. Europe is home to the world's richest professional teams. Manchester United, AC Milan, FC Barcelona, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich. These teams are famous in many countries around the world. Only 1% of Manchester United's fans are from the UK, and there are 131 Real Madrid fan clubs outside of Spain. South America has produced some of the most exciting soccer on earth. Many of the world's leading players have come from simple lifestyles to play on the world stage. They have been snapped up by important European teams after making their mark at home. Brazil has won the World Cup 5 times, Uruguay 3 times, and Argentina twice. Brazil and Argentina are soccer rivals. In fact, many Brazilians cheered for Germany in the finals of the 2014 World Cup. North America is the only continent where soccer has become more popular with females than males. In 1991, the US won the first Women's World Cup, and then again in 1999 and 2015. Interest among American men has been growing since the World Cup in Los Angeles in 1994, and more recently since the arrival of international stars such as David Beckham. Asia. Over the past 2 decades, heated rivalry among Japan, China, and South Korea has increased the passion for soccer across the continent, especially after Japan and Korea co-hosted the World Cup in 2002. However, not all Asian countries share the passion. India and Pakistan prefer cricket. The Middle East, countries such as Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Qatar, have lately been investing huge sums of money in soccer. They've hired the best players and coaches that money can buy. Qatar's hosting of the 2022 World Cup will be very important for Middle Eastern soccer. Australia. Sports in Australia have long been dominated by cricket, rugby, and surfing. However, since they qualified for the 2006 World Cup, Australians have become much more interested in the game. Africa has produced a number of soccer superstars, but many of them have been lost to the rich European teams. Africa is rich in talent, with thousands of gifted young players dreaming of big-time soccer. South Africa's hosting of the 2010 World Cup was very important for African soccer. A global passion. The game of soccer is played in every nation on earth, not only by the 120 million regular team players, but also by countless others on beaches, in playgrounds, and on streets. The world's love of soccer is simple. It's because soccer is simple. All that is needed is a ball, a piece of ground, and 2 posts. The world's greatest players, George Best, Diego Maradona, and Pelé, all learned their skills on vacant lots. These are the places where the sport is born and why soccer has become a global passion.
avatalk.ir